When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO.
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
He lost all his hair before 15. This hairless geek's head does shine. It's no mystery what his sexual preference is. Brian likes his loving from behind. Whoa. Guys,
you bald homo.
Bald homo. He wishes Board Op Bill would spend the night.
You bald homo.
Bald homo.
Bald homo.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm sure you appreciate that.
I really regret writing that song.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Bald Brian is with us, Brian Bishop from the Corolla Show.
Everything I heard in that song is true.
Is that right?
Yeah,
look
sadly.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that you got a girlfriend or a wife, right?
Forget about that.
Right.
Yeah.
How long have you been with this chick?
Just over a year, actually.
Yeah,
moving in with her. Things are going really well.
Did you meet her through the show?
I met her through friends, not at a wedding. That old cliche.
Excellent.
Yeah, the wedding. Right. Everything they say about meeting girls at a wedding is true.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Right.
It's festive and everyone's having a good time. Drinks are flowing. Everyone's sort of in the love and mood. You know what
right.
I mean?
Is that why you went, though, to meet her? Or to meet
No, actually... I'll make the long story short. I met her through friends 2 years ago. We met once, forgot we'd ever met. Then we saw each other at the wedding, reintroduced, and we're like, hey, I know someone, blah, 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 who works. She said to me, I know someone who works on the Adam Carolla Show. I'm like, oh, who is it? She asked her friend. The friend said, it's you. It's the guy you're talking to. So we forgot that we ever met.
Wow.
Re-met, and we've been dating for
Look
over
at
a
you,
year.
Dude.
So it's going well.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I met my chick at Home Depot.
Yeah,
she was shopping for her father's company. I guess she was getting like rain gutters, and ran into her there.
And you, she asked you where the rain gutters were, and you're like, "I'm just wearing orange by personal choice."
Yeah.
The smock is.
Yeah, I was with my current wife at the time, so it was really uncomfortable.
I'll bet.
All right, now are you a fan of like award shows? You watch MTV Awards
yes.
or the Emmys or
yeah.
Oscars?
I do the Oscar, the whole thing with the Oscars and the TiVo and everything.
I think that the MTV Awards are amongst the best because
by
you never,
far the most entertaining.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen, and like the Oscar Awards have turned into. The Golden Globes,
right.
Where everything's like, all the foreign actors win, the foreign films win. People, nobody's seen any of these movies.
Right.
But with MTV, they try to make it a little more mainstream.
They appeal to the masses.
Yeah.
And do a good job of it.
And we got some audio from last night's MTV Awards. And this is Ellen Page and Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Thanks, Kim. Right now I'm joined by two of the stars of Juno, Ellen Page and Jason Bateman. Welcome to the MTV Movie Awards.
Thank you. Thanks.
For everyone at home that can't be here right now, why don't you set the scene? What's it like to be here?
All right, now for everybody at home and who is not there, which are a lot of people, what you're hearing in the background, why you can't hear these people, because there's L.A. City and L.A. County fire helicopters
right.
trying to put that fire out.
Right.
And they're trying not to mention the fact that Universal Studios is on fire.
Is in flames.
It's loud.
Sorry, that's my ride. They just like to stay close.
It's either that
you
or TI's
turn it
in
down?
The building.
Right. Yeah, could you?
I'll tell them to turn it down. Hold on one second.
He takes a helicopter to
everywhere. It's kind of annoying, no?
It kind of is.
He can't take a car like normal people.
Now, you know what's really weird is that it's almost like politics. Where or it's like a PR person.
Mm-hmm.
If a PR person comes out and says so and so isn't gay, you think, oh, that guy's gay.
Obviously, they are.
Yeah.
Why else would they make an issue of it?
Yeah. So and so is not getting divorced.
Right.
They're going to get divorced.
Yeah. Trouble at home.
Now, when you hear somebody, I guess Universal Maybe they made a conscious decision of doing this. This is going to be a national show.
Right.
And they didn't want to show the fire, and they didn't want everyone to think that Universal Studios is going to be on fire. That way, you know, all the tourists that are coming out here.
Because that says stay away to the whole country.
And this is, and that was June 1st, the beginning of the summer season. So instead of saying, hey, those helicopters in the background are trying to put out a major fire, they just sort of didn't mention it. Like, almost the whole night.
You can allude to the helicopters, but keep it light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not just light like a burning fire, but light like lightning, not heavy.
That was amazing. All right, then the Pussycat Dolls. You a big fan of them?
Oh, huge.
Yeah, me too. They came out, and this is an odd song that they sing. It's about, I believe, like being famous, rich and famous. I thought they were a one-hit deal. Are they bigger than that?
They have hits. I did the research for the Pussycat Dolls because I'm interested, but also because we had, who's Anton, Robin Anton, the woman who does the show.
The choreographer, the producer. Yeah,
yes,
right.
We had her on the morning show.
Yeah, I've met her too. She's great.
And allegedly, well, they can monkey with statistics. A lot of people, you know, on the card, it says, have had 7 number one hits, but then you look into it, it's like R&B dance internet hits. So they have had 7 number one hits. I don't know who's playing them or where they're being heard, but
I don't know, man. Here's their latest, and I don't know. I think there's some trouble. Let's get to the chorus.
Cut to the chase.
That's enough. I always want to be a superstar.
Talented.
I just don't think that's a hit. I don't know why we keep having these Pussycat Dolls shoved down our throats here. I think they've had some, you know, decent hits in the past. You want like a girlfriend who's hot like me? Isn't that a Pussycat?
Yeah, don't you wish? Don't you?
Don't
you wish your girlfriend was hot like? I mean, I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Dang. But it's so odd that, you know. I mean, if somebody had like a big hit like that, you're like, all right, let me take a few years off. But they keep shoving these things down our throat.
I appreciate how they're not putting up the guise of these are artists. You know what I mean? Like these are dancers who can sort of a little bit sing, and they have because the pop medium is a producer's medium. You know what I mean? It's the producer, it's the writer, it's a craftsman's medium. So you got the writer with the hit song, you got the producer with the hit sound, and no more pretending with the artist. You know, just put it out there. Pussycat Dolls are singers and dancers.
Right.
Well, dancers and singers.
Right.
And I like that at least they're not insulting our intelligence.
Excellent.
There's a reality show about it, for God's sake.
Here's Kristen Stewart. You know who that is?
Kristen Stewart.
She's on some kind of like an MTV show, or Kristen and Jason, I believe, or the two of them. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is the guy interviewing her is one of these really over-the-top gay guys.
Oh, good.
He's not like just like a guy who's into the stick. He's into, you know, dressing up. Like, I don't know if he dressed up like women, but
he dressed up like Gina Grad at the Sex and the City premiere.
But it's the real way over-the-top. And, you know, listen, guys are gay, you know, whatever you do at home, I don't give a rat's ass. But it's the over-the-top gay guys that I think give the rest of the country the skin-crawling...
yeah, you know. Holly Weird and all that, you know what I mean?
Here it is. He's interviewing Kristen... what's
Stewart.
Her name? Stewart, here we go.
Here with Kristen Stewart. Hi, honey, what are you wearing? You look fabulous.
Thank you so much. I'm wearing Gucci.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. But all black, are you going to die of the heat?
I don't think so. I mean, I had a jacket...
Nobody
looks good hot.
Maybe. Nobody looks good hot. Your hair is gorgeous. Did you blow it out?
Oh, thanks. No. I would be completely incapable of that.
Totally. Who are your shoes?
Gucci.
I'm a head spin Gucci girl.
Gucci, yeah.
Love, love, love. Well, you look gorgeous. You look like you're going to keep cool.
Right? I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Have a fabulous time at the Movie Awards. I'm so excited to meet you. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
I'm right on. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Okay.
Tim,
now,
I hate to correct you on your own show, but I'm pretty good at voices. That was clearly Dennis Rodman. I don't know why.
But, you know, this is so, like MTV and television and Hollywood has sort of embraced that way over the top,
yeah.
You know, like gay guy. Jay Leno has a guy who does mm-hmm. interviews with
Queer
him.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
But I don't think that, like, real gay guys like that.
There's a contingency of I remember reading about this or hearing about it of gay men who really resent the caricature, and they call it a caricature because it I don't want to say it objectifies, but it turns them into a self-parody. You know what I
right,
mean?
Exactly,
a parody
right.
of the group. It's as though this extreme lifestyle represents an entire category of people, and yeah. in their mind, it doesn't. Although to me, it definitely does.
And I think this is the only job like the guy that can really have
right.
You couldn't work at a Wells Fargo and ask people that.
Yes, I don't want to call up to report my credit card stolen and have that guy answer the phone.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, if you went to Bank America.
Where did you lose it? I was in the Gap. What were you doing there, honey? I was returning something. It was cash. I was selling a gift certificate.
Right, exactly. All right, Paul Bryan is with us. Bryan Bishop from the Corolla Show. And we're listening to some of the MTV Award clips from last night. Adam Sandler was very funny. Adam Sandler came out. He was introduced by Tom Cruise. And he wrote a song all about himself.
Sandler delivers on these award shows.
Yeah, Adam Sandler is always hysterical. This guy is fantastic. And this is Adam Sandler singing a song about himself. And the highlights in the back are all clips of movies he's done in the past. Here it is.
And now here is the 2008 MTV Generation Award winner, the man, the icon, the legend, Adam Richard Sandler, the Sandman.
Nobody does.
He's singing this too about himself.
He's singing about himself,
good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Baby, I'm the bird. I wasn't good looking, but somehow you liked me. Even in movies where I cried, but like heaven above me, the ladies who love me, I keep in my
Anyway, he goes on, but it's a great song. And
by
again,
the way, it's a parody of a James Bond theme song. Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, from The Spy You Love Me.
And it really is fantastic. If you're going to see, MTV may replay these awards
I'm
at
guessing
some point.
The highlight clips in back were heavy on Billy Madison and light on Little Nicky.
Right. All right, here is some real fresh comedy. Wayne's World, everybody.
Sweet, timely.
Yeah, this is from 1988. What? 2008?
92.
This from last night?
Oh,
wow.
What? That's impossible.
Holy Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Sunday, it's 9:30, it's time to party. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell.
What's Dana Carvey doing now?
Who do you think begged who to do that?
Yeah.
I'm serious. My first thought was, well, Carvey's hard up for work. He obviously is like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, Dana Carvey's like, how much? Well, it's going to be $350. I'll take it.
Well, the country was clamoring. SAG scale. I'm in. The country was clamoring for more Wayne's World. You felt it. You know what I mean? All around you.
And then the bit really delivers you.
With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on.
Yeah, Here's the top 10 porno names based on hit movies of 2008.
Oh,
okay,
bubble.
Number 10 porno name is Horton Here's a Hoe. All right. Number 9, National Pleasure 2, Book of Secretions.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Number 8, I Am Legend in Bed.
I can't take it. That's Wayne's World.
I've heard
everybody.
Enough.
Yeah, a top 10 list, and it sucks when you start doing the top 10 list, and by number 4, the audience isn't with you.
Yeah,
and you got to really zip through those, man, because you know everyone knows you got 6 left,
and you're committed to finishing out the top 10 list.
Yeah, you have
the
to.
Top 10
yeah,
list.
Exactly. All right, Paul Bryan is with us. Brian Bishop from the Adam Carolla Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 for FM. All right, folks, let me tell you about a great company is going to... Hey, Danny, I'm doing a spot here, a-hole. Here, get out of here, dude. What's wrong with you? You didn't see the light on? Jesus Christ. All right. God almighty. Comes blasting in here. Trying to tell everybody how to save money on their mortgage, man.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Mm. Ball Brian joins us. Brian
What's
Bishop
up?
From
Not
the...
Jesus, the only one
somebody's got to get that guy to shut the F up. What is wrong with him?
Tim, I'm right here. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
my headphones are
Malibu
on.
Dan's running around the halls.
Oh, damn.
He's so excited about this, stump the monkey at 10 o'clock.
He's not the only one who's excited.
God damn, man. Now we got to keep the door because it's hotter than hell in here. But
I was wondering why you keep the door open. You know what? Does the air conditioning not work at night?
No, nah, somebody turn the heater on. Somebody, yeah, in the afternoon turned the heater on, thought it'd be fun, and it was 90 degrees when we started the show.
It was Bonaducci. He likes to glisten for the cameras.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he was. Yeah. All right, we're listening to the MTV Awards, the highlights from last night. Michael Myers was funny. This is a character I've seen before, but it's a character where he eats feces from different animals.
Oh, great. Sounds delightful. I can't believe this hasn't taken off yet.
And he can tell a lot about different different animals by the feces that he's actually eating. It's pretty cool.
You'd be great in a pitch meeting.
Today I'm an animal trainer for motion pictures. Although I like to think of myself more as an animal dramaturg.
You know, you can tell a lot about a critter by its droppings. For example, if you look here. Common dog. Owl. Yeah. Gopher. Ocelot. Uncle Jack.
Oh, no.
Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack. Come on now. Great. Now I got diphtheria again.
That's some funny crap there, man.
Can't tell if Michael Myers is a comedy genius or... I don't want to say a comedy hack. You should tell me. You're an expert.
Like, I think he's one of the best.
Yeah.
I really do. I like that guy a lot.
Goes to the well once too often.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's really... First of all, he's a very successful guy, but I think
he's
really
funny.
Sure,
I can't put it yes. Yeah. He's able to strike a nerve very well with the American public.
Yeah, I like him and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the song, the hit song that she has out. Big production, and then she rolls out. Here we go.
About
way. It's not a game. I'm here to stay.
Now that,
that's Mariah Carey.
That's the new Mariah Carey. Here's the old Mariah Carey, the notes that she can't hit anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Emotions. I mean, yeah. I have no idea what song this is.
Well, but how about the difference between, you know, the old Mariah Carey?
Unbelievable.
And
I would assume that was somebody else singing on her track, like a backing vocal.
Yeah, like a backup singer. Yeah. Yeah, this, but this is her.
No.
Yeah, that's Mariah Carey.
That's Dana Carvey.
Wow. Isn't that wild?
In her defense, possibly she's in the middle of a tour. And,
I don't know, man.
Strain.
I don't know. You know, maybe I think when you do this so often when you're younger.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
that's not natural. You're right. That's
right,
not natural.
I think you just burn it out. But what I'd like to, if you have a dog, if you're listening at home and you got a dog, call us up. We're going to crank this up, ask you to turn the volume up, and see what your dog's reaction is. To the old Mariah Carey.
But all fax right. us a waiver first that indemnifies us from dog attacks.
Yeah, right.
On you or your neighbors.
Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. If you got yourself a dog, we'd like to play this for you and see what your dog's reaction is. 520-9710.
What if the dog starts dancing?
And 888-520-9710. But listen to the old notes that she was able to achieve. Not anymore, man. The new Mariah Carey, it does sound like Dana Carvey.
You should be something.
But still hot. Have you seen her lately?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Was she on American Idol or something?
Yeah,
I just started watching American Idol this year.
Yeah, I saw her last night at the MTV Awards, and she looks like she's like 19.
She lost some weight, which sounds like a horrible thing. You're not supposed to say that about women, but Mariah got the boob implants and then put on weight as a result, and then she lost the weight, and she looks good again.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
But she was a little rail thin when she first came out. She seems to have settled on a good body type.
Yeah, she's hotter than hell. Mm. All right, we're going to do a little Stump the Monkey with Malibu Dan coming up. Brian Bishop stays with us, Bald Brian from the Corolla Show. If you have a simple question, there he is. Hey, dude, come here for a second. Come here. Hey, Danny, come here for a second, dude. Come here, buddy.
He's being wrangled.
Yeah, turn his microphone on there. What's going on with you?
No, I'm just excited. It's been 4 weeks.
I know, but dude, seriously. You saw the red light on, and we got to keep the door open because it's hotter than hell in here.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
When you and I worked together for how many years?
14.
A little less than that.
11. No, about 12.
Okay.
95 you started. You were 30.
Okay, so we worked together for about
a decade.
11 years.
Okay.
Let me paint the picture here for the listener at home. Dan is adjusting his headphone level, and he's not wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Nor are there any headphones plugged in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tying my shoes, too, and if you can tell, I'm not wearing any shoelaces.
Okay.
Right?
He's tying his flip-flops.
We worked together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the 10 years we worked together, conservatively, and don't blow this out of proportion.
Okay, all right.
How many times did I ask you to please not speak so loud, not yell so loud, or please be quiet?
I'd say...
Seriously, like an
honest,
honest
to God,
number in 10 years.
You probably told me once every 3 days, so that'd be 52 days a week, right?
What? Yes.
Thank you,
52
Brian.
52 days a week?
Correct.
Right. 52 days a year.
Oh.
Yeah, 52 days a year?
Right. And then so you would have to put 3 times 52, that'd be 6, 15, 6, 17...
Okay.
I'd say about 17,000 times.
All right, let me do the math for you.
Your flip-flops are untied.
Yeah. I told you about 10 times a day. Please.
Yes.
Shut the F up. Please not. Please be quiet.
But I'm just excited.
And it's 50 times a week, 200 times a month.
By the way, Brian, this guy's a whiz at math.
2,400 times a year. So it's about 24,000 times I'd ask you to please be quiet.
I said 17,000. That's not far.
24,000 times. And... yet it
Look
still hasn't resonated with him.
He's so happy he figured it out.
All right, a little less Stump the Monkey when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Bald Brian is with us from the Corolla Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.